All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our studio this morning in Johannesburg, Thembi Kunene-Msimang. She is the Chief Operating Officer of Tourvest MICE. She'll explain to us exactly what that is, and we'll find out a little bit about Thembi. Thembi, first of all, welcome, and I'm sorry I can't be there this morning to say hello to you myself. You look terrific, as always. I've met Thembi a number of times. We were actually together last year. So, Jack, you're very lucky to be spending time in the studio with this terrific woman.
No, I trust I know this. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Gareth.
Thank How you are you, Tim? Good. So first of all, can you tell us what MICE is inside of Tourvest? Tourvest, this is a huge company, and I know there are lots and lots of divisions. So what is MICE, and what are you responsible for there?
So Tourvest MICE is an industry acronym. Actually, that stands for Meetings, Incentives, Conferences, and Events. So every time you hear people in the industry talk about MICE, that's what they mean. So you're talking about products and service operators that are in the meeting space and help clients, corporate clients, not leisure clients. So Gareth, if you want to take your family to a holiday, you don't talk to me. But if you want to take the whole team here in the studio for a beautiful incentive in Italy and a couple of other trips or cities in the world, because they've achieved the budgets and they've done so well here in the studio, I'm the person to come and talk to.
You hear that?
So that's what MICE stands for.
I hear you. I was saying MICE, but you guys just shorten it to MICE. So let's just talk a little bit about you, because I mean, you've got an interesting career in tourism as well. You were appointed public relations officer for OR Tambo Airport back in the day. And you were the first and youngest black female to manage an airport in South Africa. That's incredible. I mean, what an enormous responsibility.
Yeah, and I was listening to your exchange, short exchange just before we started now with my interview. And you were talking about visionary leadership for South Africa. At the time when I was public relations officer for then Jan Smuts Airport, we had Mandela as a president. And shortly after that, it was Thabo with his I'm an African speech. That is really profoundly inspiring stuff. And it was such a joy to sell South Africa. And we were so proud and would strut around the world selling this wonderful destination so proudly. Yeah, we still do. We love our country. It's a beautiful country. We bring and facilitate thousands of people through to this destination. So I still love what I do.
I'm just interested also, because you ran George Airport for a time too. But I mean, OR Tambo as it is now, Jan Smuts back in the day. I mean, this is the gateway to the whole country. And people land there, and it's the first idea they get of South Africa. It's obviously, you know, thousands and thousands, if not millions of tourists every year. It's an enormous responsibility to be in charge of that and to be able to facilitate people's first ever experience of a place. I mean, it's like they always say first impressions make the biggest difference when people meet. And I suppose, you know, landing at Joburg Airport, Jan Smuts, OR Tambo, It must have been an awesome responsibility to know that people are going to see this and that'll be the first thing they get when they think of South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. My days at Jan Smuts, actually, that's when I first experienced Tourvest, believe it or not, and I first met some of the executives, such as Martin Wiest, and I don't know if you've interviewed Martin Wiest from the other division of Tourvest. When we were all young and our hair was not gray at the time. my responsibilities were as a public relations officer, and I was dealing with the media. At the time, I even remember people like Benedict Macher at 702 coming in to interview us every time there's a flight delay or there's an incident on the runway. So that was my job, and it was very exciting. So I was working for Airports Company South Africa.
That's amazing. And since then, you also worked. You worked for the city of Johannesburg, which is also an important tourist destination for many people, and the Tourism Grading Council of South Africa. So, I mean, you really have experienced quite a lot of these things. You could probably tell us more about the tourism business than anyone. But for those people who are not familiar with MICE, as you already explained, tell us what that means for like incentives particularly. So if you're a company and you have, you know, you have certain targets and goals, and you maybe you're a sales company, and someone really shoots the lights out and does an extremely good job, an incentive could be like a trip to some amazing place, and there may be like two or three of these available in a company. How do you guys manage that for a business?
Sure, that's I think from just to explain the whole MICE sector, because it's not just incentive that I manage. I've got four businesses I manage within Tourvest, and incentives is one of the teams that I manage. But from an incentive perspective, we have clients that want to recognize whether it's employees or the best supplier or the best customer. Mm-hmm. Then we put together incentive programs for them, depending on their budget. We then send them across the world to experience bucket list, wonderful, unforgettable experiences.
Amazing.
But what it means is very strong, very robust project management experience, where you take the group, let's say it's a group of 80 people, and or maybe even a smaller number than the like the one we were at, Gareth.
So Italy, yeah.
We would assist people from the flights, help them with the visas, make sure the airport transfer takes them to the airport. They catch the correct flight, help with check-in. There would be group facilitation. We'll set up a table at the airport just so and brand the table nicely so that anybody with any queries, and some people take too much luggage or various queries can happen and various things can happen before check-in. So we facilitate check-in for the group, and then everybody gets on the flight, gets on the first destination, same logistics, ground logistics, from the airport to the hotel, make sure the hotel rooming less. If you're a high-flying executive like Gareth, you get the executive suite or the penthouse, and then you and I, we just get the simplest rooms in the hotel. And then you organize all the excursions to the restaurants, to the site, all the different tours in the different cities.
So,
and make sure they have an amazing experience, and you bring them back again. So I don't have to tell you what it takes from a personality perspective to try and herd 30 not so sober group of people at 1 p.m. back into the bus and into the back to the hotel, you know. So that is the joys of incentive travel from our side, you know. So because we are literally looking after the client and holding the client's hand from beginning to end. And sometimes you get first time travelers, people who have never even been on a plane. So you can imagine they are wander, and then they get to wander off into some other you know, experience that we didn't plan for, and then somebody's missing in the bus, and when they get off the bus, somebody leaves their hat or sometimes their passport, you know. So we have to make sure that everything is taken care of and look after all the way through all the experiences until they come back to the country safely. So that's incentives.
I love it. I mean, it's essentially holding people's hands a lot of the way, and travel can be very confusing and complicated for people. But as an example, what's been the biggest event or conference that you and your team have actually managed?
I think the team within the four units that I manage that does the largest. Not that I think, I know that the team that does the largest meetings. It is the associations and Congress team led by a wonderful lady, one of my GMs called Janine, based in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. So this is a team that handles the huge volumes. I mean, the largest, or maybe let me tell you about the most recent one. We had 3,000 delegates at the CTICC.
3,000.
So you can imagine the whole logistics and project management I'm talking about for 3,000 people at the CTICC. This was for the Global Entrepreneurship Congress Africa, which is a subset of the Global Entrepreneurship Congress, the international body. So, and prior to that, also after COVID, what was 2021, I think, we handled the IATF, the Inter-Africa Trade Fair that took place in Durban at the ICC.
Mm-hmm.
There we had 10,000 delegates. So here, instead of taking people to experience wonderful bucket lists around the world, you literally, same project management, you know, focus and attention to detail. You bring them to a big ICC environment. We are responsible for the program for the couple of days, responsible for handling the speakers, the VIP, the ministers, and make sure that everything runs according to plan. Until the end of the conference, of course, and then everybody goes back home, and the whole process is reversed.
So, wow. So just quickly, because I don't want us to finish off without getting to this, because I know some of the things that we've discussed regularly here on this window seat are the innovations happening at Travel IT, and yes. You guys are about to launch Mice IT, which obviously is a part of that, and it's using this incredible technology just to expedite and to make more efficient all of the processes. So tell us a little bit about that before it launches and before we wrap up.
Yeah, without giving too much away, all I can tell you, this is really, cutting edge technology that will dramatically improve our competitiveness in the market. There's two main features maybe I can just sort of introduce. The first one is supplier management features within this program. This allows us to send out a request for quotes and receive quotes from all of the suppliers. I mentioned earlier, for example, the event with 10,000 people. We can have upwards of 20, 30 suppliers that we need to contract to help us deliver the service. So currently what we do, we call, we email, and so we end up with a folder with thousands of emails. So this technology, Mice IT, will help to automate the whole process and immediately save us hundreds of hours, and so that at least my team can focus on activating events on the ground and generating revenue instead of sitting in the office doing admin. So right, that's some of the features that are coming.
And then one question, this is more for you than it is about Mice, and it's from John. He says, what is your favorite international destination? Couldn't let you go without asking.
My favorite international destination, you know, I have to say it's Europe, simply because of the time difference. I hate going east and west because I can never survive every time I come back from Australia. America, I go because I have to. And I see this Make South Africa Great Again cap. But yeah, Europe, Germany, Switzerland, those are my favorite destinations because you can literally come back and life is normal.
No big jet lag,
nothing. You depart in the evening, you sleep on the plane, you come back here, you can attend your first meeting again at 9 o'clock. So that's my favorite, travel destinations.
Well, Tembi, it's lovely to have you in our studio. I'm sorry I'm not there this morning, but I'm glad Jack is there to look after you. And we will catch up with you again soon. That is Tembi Kunene Msimang, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Tourvest Mice. You just heard all about it. And it is just after 7 o'clock, so we can take a quick break. When we come back, Jack and I will join with Gord Laws, who I know people have been waiting to see for some time. So he will be our guest in just a couple of minutes. Thank you very much to Tembi. And go and check out travel.co.za to make your dream holiday a reality. You can also find out a whole lot more by going to our page on The Real Network and finding out all about what TTS and travel.co.za are doing in the world of tourism and travel.